Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Kuwaiti leadership in Kuwait City today. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. PM Modi will also hold delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait on a two-day visit, marking the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to the West Asian nation in 43 years. Yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed a massive gathering of Indian diaspora at a special Hala Modi event in Kuwait City. He lauded the hard work, achievement and contribution of the Indian community to the development of Kuwait and fostering inter-Kuwait ties. He outlined India's approach as a Vishwabandhu or a friend to the world and elaborated upon the country's rapid progress and transformation, especially in the fields of technology, infrastructure and sustainability. He said India has the potential to become the world's skill capital, and to achieve this, India is aligning its skill development programs with the global needs. The Prime Minister also attended the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as the chief guest at the Jabir Al Ahmed International Stadium. Mr. Modi joined the Emir, the Crown Prince and the Prime Minister of Kuwait in witnessing the grand opening ceremony. In a press release, Ministry of External Affairs said, the event also provided an opportunity for an informal interaction of the Prime Minister with the leadership of Kuwait. Several decisions have been taken related to Goods and Services Tax or GST in the 55th meeting of the GST Council held in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan yesterday. The meeting chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman was attended by Chief Ministers, Deputy Chief Ministers, State Finance Ministers and officials from the Ministry of Finance. Addressing a press conference after the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman said the GST Council has decided rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and recommends amendment to definition of pre-packaged and labelled items. She said the GST Council has decided to reduce or exempt tax rates on many items. Ms. Sitharaman said that the gene therapy has also been exempted from GST. Also, GST will not be levied on the penal charges, late payment fees of banks and NBFCs. She said that it has also been decided to exempt the training partners of the National Skill Development Council from GST, but this decision will come into effect after the notification is issued. The allocation of portfolios in the newly elected Maharashtra government was announced. As per the release of Raj Bhavan in Mumbai, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has been entrusted with Home, Energy, Law and Judiciary, General Administration Department, Information and Publicity, and departments not allotted to any other ministries. Whereas Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar will handle Urban Development, Housing, Public Works and Finance Planning, State Excise Ministry respectively. A total of 39 ministers, including cabinet ministers and ministers for state, were sworn in Nagpur ahead of the winter session of the Maharashtra legislature. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, described the incident as horrific and a senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in Magdeburg Christmas market attack. Sources said 3 have been discharged from the hospital. The Indian mission in Germany is in touch with all those injured in the attack. The incident occurred on Friday evening when a car rammed into the crowded market, which was full of shoppers buying things for Christmas. In Brazil, at least 38 people lost their lives in a collision between a passenger bus and a truck yesterday in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais. The state's fire department, which responded to the scene, said 13 others were taken to hospitals near the city of Teofilo Otoni. The bus had reportedly departed from Sao Paulo and was carrying 45 passengers. In cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup final at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. India, led by Nikki Prasad, are unbeaten in the tournament. Meanwhile, the Indian senior women's team will take on West Indies in the first ODI of the 3-match ICC Championship Series in Vadodara this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.